Hey, what's going on? Tom Reber here. So listen, today I want to talk about how to make money as a contractor. So many contractors are not making the type of money that they want to make. We all set out to start our contracting business, painting business, landscaping business, whatever the heck it is, and we're excited, we hit the ground running, we get a few jobs under our belt, and then all of a sudden we wake up one day and we're not making the type of bank that we planned on making. And we're not happy with ourselves, we're frustrated, we're stressed out, our spouse is pissed off at us, you fill in the blank. All right, so today I just want to give three simple things, simple in concept, not always easy to implement, but things that you could focus on right now to help you make more money as a contractor. Number one thing that you can do if you want to make money as a contractor is take control of your sales process. Okay, take control of your sales process. So listen, if you have 100 people who want to bid from you and you go out there and you don't have control of your process, you're going to be in like 100 other people's processes. So you got to take control of that. And that might mean slowing the pace down and getting on the phone with people and having a real live, honest, you know, open conversation about their project and their needs and budget and stuff like that, so that you don't run out there on the hamster wheel and spin your tires just for you to hear that they want to think about it or that your bid is like three times as much as they planned on spending. All right, so take control of that sales process, and it's going to save you 50-60% of your estimating time, which then you can take that time to work on your business and not just chase bad leads. So make sure you get control of your sales process. Have those open conversations with people. We have people send us pictures. Hey, listen, I can't get out there for a few days, but if you're like most people, you don't want to wait a few days for a bid. So why don't you send us a picture? We'll give you a phone call back. We'll have a real discussion and see if it makes sense for us to get together. All right, so that's number one. Number two, know what things cost you. I was just on the phone the other day with a buddy of mine in the East Coast. Man, he was on the phone with a landscaper buddy of his who was putting in some hardscape patio, and the guy was all excited. He's a brand new business owner. And he's like, I sold a $3,000 patio. And Chris started working, you know, the math with him. And basically what the guy found out after 5 minutes on the phone with Chris was that he was going to spend about $4,500 to build the patio that he charged $3,000 for. All right, so make sure that you know what things are going to cost you. All right, so listen, if you got guys that cost you $15 an hour and you bid the job for 100 man hours, that's $1,500 plus all your burden, okay? Call it $2,000. Labor's going to cost you $2,000. You're going to dole out dead Benjamins, okay, dead presidents, until you get to $2,000 to all the guys that work on the job. Then you're going to write a check to your material supplier, all right, and your vendors and all this other stuff. Next thing you know, you're up to $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 of what it's costing you. That's what you are paying to do the work for Mrs. Jones or whoever the heck it is. All right, so whatever that number is on your next bid, figure out what it's going to cost you, multiply by at least two, and sell it at no less than that. When you do that, you're going to pretty much guarantee yourself a 50% gross profit, and gross profit is the key to having money in the bank at the end of the year and all that stuff. You want to have money to pay your bills, your overhead, and have a net profit. Gross profit is the way that you do that. All right, third thing. Well, that would be six. Third thing to help you make money as a contractor is raise up other leaders. Raise up other leaders. You can only do so much in a day. So the best thing you can do is take the stuff that's in your head and put it into somebody else's head and give them enough leash to get out there and implement those things. It's going to be painful at times. It's going to cost you some money at times. But the only way that you're ever going to be able to scale your business to where that you don't have to run on the hamster wheel all the time with it, all right, the only way you're going to get out of that and be able to take a day off and take a vacation and not have everything end up on your telephone with problems every day is to raise up leaders. Okay, raise up other people, give them responsibilities. When somebody comes into your business, have a clear path, what I call the mastery ladder. Hey, you come in, you're an apprentice. And in order for you to move out of the apprentice spot in my pond company or whatever it is, you need to learn these skills. You need to have this education, okay? And then the next step up is this step. And this is what you need to know there. Give people a clear path to where they can go, invest in them. But then the key is implementing by letting them get out there and stub their toes. When you have winners that want to get better and you give them that responsibility, despite the mistakes, they're going to figure it out. And over time, you're going to build a kick-ass team. And when you have a team of people that thinks like you, you can scale your business. you can make more money, and better people are going to want to come work for you, and it's going to elevate the position of your brand in the marketplace. All right, so that's it. Three ways, back to the six, three ways to make money as a contractor. Number one, take control of that sales process. Number two, know what things cost you, multiply by at least two, and don't sell it for less than that. And the third thing is raise up other leaders so everything doesn't have to end up on your telephone every day.
Hey, listen, if you're a contractor that is struggling growing their business, I want to make sure that you are aware of the Contractor Fight Accelerate Group. This group was designed to help you level up your business IQ in the areas of marketing and leadership and production and profit and cash flow. Creating a vision, creating a budget, all these different things, guys, everything that you would ever need to know to educate yourself to take those next steps in your business, you can find and accelerate. We have weekly live calls where you can ask questions. You have access to a membership site with worksheets and spreadsheets, and there's weekly homework to keep you on track to help you move forward and accelerate your success. So head to thecontractorfight.com/accelerate to check it out. And I look forward to seeing you on the other side.